Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. We're going to hear from Elaine Evans, our second guest, in just a moment, but I've got a couple of things that I want to tell you about that are actually happening this week, so we need to get you on board with this. There's the fantastic ZC Live social media and digital event online. ZC Live was historically an in-person live event in Kent with over 400 businesses in attendance, but in October 2020 they hosted the event online for the first time, and it was a huge success. This opened the door for so many more business owners, employees and freelancers across the country to attend, and the feedback was amazing. So they've decided to host the event online once again, and it's taking place this Friday, the 18th of June. And in it, you'll learn how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing in your business and create more leads by mastering key strategies and tips over a whole day with some top speakers from Twitter, Facebook and the digital industry. You'll learn five proven digital marketing strategies that have stood the test of time, that will give you more time, more results and the confidence to get started even with no experience. The event will change your online digital activities. It will teach you to stop broadcasting and transform your limiting beliefs around the online world. It's a totally free event to attend, and to get your tickets for this Friday, it's eventbrite.co.uk/virtualZCLive2021. Tickets. eventbrite.co.uk/virtualZCLive2021 tickets for the ZC Live social media and digital event for 2021. Be there. Okie doke. I think, do you know what we'll do now? I think we'll hear from Elaine Evans.
Well, as you're in such a fetching shirt, I think we'll hear what she had to say about your...
About my fetching shirt.
Because you are cool, apparently. That's what she said.
Of course I'm cool.
She actually said you were cool.
I'm cool.
She had some great tips, though.
Yeah.
And she looked rather fetching, I thought, and she was wearing...
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show Elaine Evans of Elaine Evans Beauty and Image. Elaine, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's an absolute pleasure. And we're also joined by the lovely Jill Serkin, my erstwhile co-host. But I want to kick off, Elaine, by you telling us a little bit about your background. You were showing us just now an Elizabeth Arden folder. Why don't you give us an overview of your background and how you got to where you are now?
Well, it's actually my training manual.
Oh, is it?
That I was showing you.
All right.
And in it actually was the original drawing of muscles that I did all those years ago.
Oh, wow. It's a shame you can't see this, listener. It's pretty comprehensive.
But I mean, Paul, don't you wish you had cheekbones like in that drawing?
I have. what are you saying? Just because they're buried under fat now.
Well, it's the headphones don't really help, do they?
Yeah, no. I'm like a chipmunk now, aren't I? Anyway, let's hear from Elaine about her background.
Well, I left school and I went to work for Elizabeth Arden, which was quite a great start in life, working in John Lewis, Oxford Street. And it was only about 18 months after that that they asked me, would I like to go and work in their salon in Bond Street in London?
Wow.
So, as you can imagine, you don't turn down an offer like that, do you, lightly? And so I trained actually in their factory. Eli Lilly, the pharmaceutical company, owned it then. Procter & Gamble, I believe, own it now.
Yeah.
But then they had a factory in East Acton, and you won't believe this, but there was another girl and myself, just us two, and the trainer training in the factory.
Wow.
When I actually tell beauty students this, they can't believe it. They're sort of jaw drops.
was that the Eli Lilly factory in East Acton?
It was Elizabeth Arden, but owned by Eli Lilly, is a pharmaceutical company.
Yeah, no, my grandparents lived in East Acton, so I'm familiar with that, yeah.
It's very interesting because I used to work for a company called Barry M as a sales rep, and I think we were probably on similar lines. And I also, do you remember Ultra Glow?
I'm still gobsmacked. You used to work for Boney M?
Barry M.
Oh, by the rivers of Babylon.
I was just that you said Eli, which I'm thinking sounds like a Jewish company. Name like Eli.
Eli Lilly.
It was a big pharmaceutical company.
Yeah, but I bet they're also Jewish. Eli is a very Jewish name.
Possibly, yeah.
And Barry M are also Jewish, and they've got huge makeup. And I mean, they're in Superdrug and everything. In those days, it was very small. And Ultraglow was one of those, quite a bit of mica, but a blush powder that you put all over you. And so my job, I think we were quite similar. We might have even known each other. But I was also in Oxford Street, and I used to grab ladies and sort of brush them all over with this Ultra Glow.
I used to do that until I got arrested.
So we were on those, and weren't they amazing times?
Yeah.
They were amazing times.
So you were training in East Acton, Elizabeth Arden. You'd been working in Bond Street. Take us forward.
Well, no, not working at that stage. I was working as a consultant.
Right.
And then I trained. And obviously, if you're going to go into a high-end salon like that, you've got to be top-notch.
Yep.
So obviously, they wouldn't let you get past the training if you weren't. So obviously, I had the privilege then to work with famous people of the day. Anyone from Call Girls. I mean, actually, there were some lovely Call Girls that I used to work with.
I'm trying to remember their names. The famous ones from back in the day, Christine Keeler and
Mandy Rice.
Mandy Rice Davis, that was it, wasn't it? Yeah. Most of our listeners won't have a clue what we're talking about now. But
The young ones won't, but Elaine and I understand.
Yeah.
But obviously I can't discuss names because I signed a confidentiality agreement.
You can tell us later off air.
You can imagine you're working extremely hard, and because you were booked in one client after another, because let's face it, the rent that they would have to pay would be millions in Bond Street.
Yeah.
So obviously we then had to sell products to suit the client that we'd just been working on. And you could see the next client sitting there waiting for you, which was actually one aspect really I wanted to change in my life.
Right.
So I actually left.
You want to change it, Elaine?
I wanted to change it because I wanted to give a more of a luxurious experience, if you like, a less stressful one for me too, because let's face it, when you're stressed, it goes into your fingers.
Yeah.
Well, and so when you're doing a facial, you know, you've got to obviously be calm and relaxed for the next person.
And what you're describing is it was kind of a production line where you're just shifting people through.
And it's sell, presumably.
Okay. Yeah, so take us on from there. So you decided to offer a more top-end personalised service.
Yeah, and so in 2005, I then trained with Colour Me Beautiful. So I'm actually qualified, and I've got the actual certificates to show you as well.
And there it is,
I'm qualified in colour, makeup, style and image. So I'm actually a makeup artist as well.
Right.
And in 2019, I actually worked and trained with OPI, which are a nail product company.
Yeah.
They're actually now owned by Weller, I believe.
Yep.
And throughout lockdown.
Huge company.
Yes, and throughout lockdown, I have been training with OPI because they did lots of online training, which was great.
Right.
So I moved to Tenterden in November 2019, and obviously then it was locked down. So I've been busy sort of marketing, because what you do with colour really does not work on Zoom.
Right.
As you know, you're sitting in front of a camera and it literally draws out, you know, when you've been in Zoom meetings yourself, everybody looks pale and pasty.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's because
it's why we don't do television. It's why we only do radio. Yeah, it's much safer doing about, radio.
Let's not talk about the kilos either then.
Yeah. Yeah, she's put on a few pounds during lockdown.
Lockdown was just, well, still is really. Little cocktail here, little olive there.
I do actually think that most people have, but, I like to reassure people that, when I work with them, it's not about telling anybody to lose weight. It's about building their self-esteem and making them feel better and putting a spring in their step, because after all, we need to have our self-esteem lifted right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm just an old bloke. But for me, when I look at people and the way that they dress and present themselves, I think the worst possible thing is people that don't dress for their own body. You see people wearing skinny jeans and, because they're fashionable. And you think, my God, did you use a shovel to get in those?
Do you know what my bete noire is, Elaine and Paul? It's, first of all, Beyonce and all that lot, but, get chauffeured everywhere and don't have to walk. So we've got girls here, let's just say Herne Bay, for example, where I am in Whitstable, and they're walking around in the rain in fluffy mule slippers. That really gets me. Don't get me started on a onesie. But the other thing is those ridiculous ripped jeans. In my day, our jeans would be naturally ripped. Cliched.
But I think the point I'm making, apart from fashion statements in general, I'm just making the point that, if you're like me, old and overweight, trying to wear something that doesn't suit you because it's fashionable is the biggest mistake you can make. And that's what we see with people. Elaine was talking about there not being a problem with body image and body shape, which, of course, there isn't, as long as you dress to suit it. If you try and wear the wrong thing for your body shape, it's just going to emphasise everything that's wrong.
But it does get harder as you get older because, we're in boiling hot weather today, possibly on Tuesday we will be as well, manana. As you get older, you get bingo wings and things, and I don't want to cover up and all these things. We can do this till we're 50, blue in the face.
Sellotape. That's what you need, sellotape it up.
But, you still want to dress comfortably, don't you, Elaine? You don't want to be swathed in, long cardigans.
That's what a caftan's for. Cover you up.
I have invested now in some caftans.
Right, I want to hear from Elaine.
It's the difference between, if I talk about colour now to you, if that's okay. Yeah. For instance, it's about wearing, a good colour as opposed to a bad colour.
Sure.
And as you can see in the photo that I'm showing you, the man has actually got silver hair, blue eyes and fair skin. Now, he probably, if you look at his eyebrows, and this was something that we noticed on Twitter, someone was saying about, but you haven't got any hair. It's about also looking at what you might have been too. Yeah. So where this man here wearing orange, the same man, probably got away with wearing orange when he was in his 30s and 40s.
Right.
But obviously, once he gets to late 40s and onwards, it's better to wear more flattering colours. And it also brings out the eye colour and makes the hair look sparkly silver in this picture and also is much more flattering to the skin.
Right, So what's he wearing, Elaine? He's got a pink shirt on, as far as I can see.
A polo shirt.
Yeah, pink polo shirt. Okay.
Pink polo shirt and also opposed to an orange polo shirt. And it's quite amazing how colour reflects on the face too and the neck. So if I give you a bit of history, in 1903... Albert Munsell actually invented the colour identification system, which is used by the British and USA standard institutions. Right. So anybody who deals with colour, for instance, printers, hairdressers, will know about this colour wheel. Right. So, for instance, if I can use you, Paul, as an example, you have got silver in your hair now and you've got fair skin. And I can't see the colour of your eyes, unfortunately, because it's Zoom.
They're brown.
Right. So you were you were completely different years ago. But
You could say that, yeah.
I'm not saying personality.
I was alive for a start.
But you still are, very much so. Yeah. Anyway, so now the colouring that you are now would be towards that cool side, where the blues and the purples are. Where mine, I've actually got auburn in my hair. I've got green eyes and freckly skin. So mine is more to the warmer side of it.
So is it possible to explain? So you've identified that I'm kind of bluey, which is lucky, and I'll explain why in a minute. But what is it about brown eyes and grey hair or whatever, or darker eyebrows that makes it blue? I can't kind of work
it's
out.
It's actually that. It's very difficult to explain it in something like this.
Yeah.
What I do is I have, you know, when clients want to come to see me, it's one to one in a room with a mirror and a chair and a table. Basically, that's it.
Yeah.
And so then no one has to believe what I say.
Yeah.
Because people can actually see the transformation in the mirror. And looking at the colours, if I explain a bit more, it's not just about the colour, because that's the colour wheel there, but it's also about the hue, value and chroma, which is actually, the hue is the warm or the cool, which I've just explained. The value is actually the depth of the colour.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, whether it's white or whether it's darker.
Yeah.
Also, the vibrancy of the colour, that's the chroma, and that's the clarity of the colour. So whether it's a pale, for instance, a pale blue or a dark blue.
Yeah.
Because people say to me all the time, oh, my wife says I can wear blue. Well, can you?
Yeah.
Can you? That's what I ask, actually, because would it be a pastel blue or would it be a lovely, bright, vibrant blue? And obviously in that consultation, that colour will be quite obvious to you, the client.
And when you're going into blue, do you also go on to sort of, like, my mother wears a lot of lilac, for example. She loves lilac and it suits her. So is that sort of the blue spectrum, or is that another spectrum?
Well, if I show you again the colour wheel, it's very difficult to describe this without actually showing you. But it would, yes, definitely, because there's the purple.
Yeah.
You know, it would be all those colours that side.
What Elaine is showing us is a chart that shows you a fading into the blue. So it's a lilac, purpley colour getting into deeper, darker blues and then eventually moving out into kind of green colours. So you've got that quadrant of range of blue colours. It's interesting. I mean, I've always worn blue, not because I necessarily thought it suited me, just because I like the colour blue. And a few years ago, I had someone come to sort my wardrobe out, and they asked me if it was really necessary to have 65 blue shirts, which is what I had. And I went, yeah, I better go and get another one. And I actually went out the next week and bought another blue shirt. And when I'm shopping for shirts, I basically buy either white or blue shirts, and I quite often look at something else and I go, nah, I'll go for white or blue.
They quite often happens with financial advisors, actually.
Yeah.
Because they will wear white shirts, and so many times I've seen in a Zoom meeting where they're sitting against a white background and you can just see their face bobbing up and down. It's quite funny, really.
White is quite a difficult colour.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it is, for us older ones, is when you know, back in the day, you used to wear a suit to work with a tie, and you wore either a navy suit or a grey suit. That was it. Or if you were really on the way up the chain, a pinstripe suit. And you always really wore a white shirt with it, because you didn't see much of the shirt with a suit and a tie. You know, just the white shirt was a background to the tie, really.
Just before lockdown, I got my new husband into some groovy three pieces with beautiful waistcoats and things, and I just love them. And some really nice Scottish tweed and things. Yeah. Not old-fashioned, you know, he's a lot younger than me. Really, really funky, and that was great.
I want to ask Elaine a question here of the opposite type. Having just diagnosed me as being blue,
Well, not blue, cool.
Cool. Oh, I like it.
We call them dominant. So you'd be cool. I would be a warm dominant.
I'm cool. I want to be cool. But, and this is a kind of leading question. Is there a colour or a dominance that I should absolutely avoid?
Yellow.
Well, definitely yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're quite right, because yellow would be more for the warm myself, actually. Yeah. But if you have a consultation, these are the swatches that you would get. For instance, these are mine. Right. It's very difficult to see this in, you know, and describe it. But they are all the colours that a warm person would receive.
Right.
And they are actually bits of fabric that I will have tested during that consultation.
Right.
And during that consultation, you'll actually say to me, oh, that looks really, it makes me look ill.
Yeah.
Or you'll go, wow, that looks terrific. So those terrific, outstanding colours I'd note down. So when you go shopping, you've got those swatches, and then it actually saves money because you're not buying clothes that don't suit you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an interesting thing as well. Over the years, for one thing or another, I've had publicity headshots taken, photographs. And it's very rare. And I've actually asked on occasion professional photographers, what should I wear for the photo shoot? And they go, well, what you normally wear. And that always astounded me a little bit. I mean, surely as a photographer, you have a reasonable idea of what works best in a photograph, depending on what the background is, yeah?
Yeah,
I've very rarely had a professional photographer that said, oh, you ought to wear a blue jacket and a, you know, a pink shirt, or, you know, don't wear stripes or something, you know, that tells you, gives you some pointer as to what would look best in a photograph. They seem to ignore that. You know, they spend a lot of time on the lighting and the angle and, you know, not showing your teeth and all that kind of stuff, without really worrying about the colours. So
I think that's changing, actually, now.
Yeah.
Because more and more photographers and videographers are talking to me.
Right.
Because it's the difference, as you rightly say, between an okay photo and an outstanding one.
Yeah.
And if you're paying £200-300 for photos, professional photos, why not spend that little bit more and be reassured? Not just that, when you're actually wearing the right colours, it will make you feel good in front of the camera.
Yeah.
And I attended a photo shoot actually only last week. And, you know, the lady in question particularly was very nervous about having a photo taken. But when, you know, she had her makeup done and, you know, I was there sort of smoothing her hair down and making her feel more comfortable, the photographer really didn't take that long to actually do his stuff.
Right. No, absolutely.
Professional. Well done.
Yeah.
And it makes a huge difference having the hair smoothed and things.
Having my hair smoothed is the best thing for me.
The next thing, move swiftly on from that one, before I end up crying with laughter.
So,
body shape.
Yeah.
I look at, you know, style is another consultation. So it actually looks at, you know, your body shape. It looks at the proportions. For instance, I've got a short neck, and so I can't wear high polo necks because it just looks like my head's joined to my shoulders.
Right, okay.
And it's about what flatters you as a person. And one thing I do notice quite a lot, particularly with, say, the bride's mother, you can get these wonderful dresses and you can pay a fortune for them, but sometimes they have these flowers made out of material and they're strategically placed right on the tummy.
Right, okay.
Well, if a lady's got a big tummy, what's the eye going to go to straight away?
Yeah.
But straight to the tummy. So,
no flowers on your tummy, please.
I knew I was doing something wrong.
Or lipstick.
Yeah.
Maybe some concealer, though, for your eyes.
Yeah.
But we can go on to that now. But I do also work with Neil's Yard Remedies. Neil's Yard is a lovely brand. Yes, we can do a bit of concealer looking at you.
Yeah.
I didn't actually know that Neil's Yard did makeup. I buy their...
They don't. It's skincare. Oh. So I look at the skin, try to help improve it before we go on to clothing. So I can advise right the way through. I call it the holistic view. Mm. So I can advise people. I'm not qualified on nutrition, but I can, you know, obviously the general things like drink more water for your skin, because that's always good. Mm. But right the way through from skin, and this is men and ladies, because I'm qualified to help men too. And to move from colour to style, whatever that particular person needs, it's such an individual thing, you know. So when you're in the room with me, what happens in that room, and I may have to say to a lady even, you know, you may have to buy another bra.
Yeah.
You know, it's bras, that personal.
Bras are absolutely huge, and they can make or break, can't they, an outfit?
Yeah. Ladies, this is a fascinating discussion, but we kind
of
I was waiting for this for ages, but we've got to kind of bring it to an end.
I've missed makeup and Barry M.
Yeah. We kind of got to wrap up now because we've been going a long while. Okay. Elaine, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. We need to discuss my concealer at some stage, because I've noticed for the first time I've got black lines under my eyes, and I've never had that before. Too much sitting in front of a screen. But
it's actually age too, to be honest. We all get it as we get older.
Yeah, little fatty deposits.
Not everybody, but
is she calling me old?
Well, so am I.
I
bet I'm older than you.
Coincidentally, though, Barry M Cosmetics make also cosmetics for Colour Me Beautiful.
Cool.
Do they? Okay. Because they do. I'm not wearing makeup today. I've just been swimming, so my hair's wet. But I wear, have worn for years, that they do a beautiful bright green that I use under my eye, just that bit halfway. And I love it. And people go, oh, I love that. And it's probably related, but I like it.
I thought you were a lizard person.
They do some such good colours, don't they?
Yeah, it is lovely. Yeah,
taking me back to my 20s.
Ladies, it's been an absolutely fascinating discussion. Thank you so much for that. Sorry we've kind of got to bring it to an end, but I'm sure we'll have Elaine back at some other time and to expand on this greater. Elaine, if people want to find out more about the services you offer, do you have a website where people can find out about it?
Yes, it's elaineevans.net.
ElaineEvans.net.
And I'm also on social media too.
Absolutely. That website and everything is on the radio website as well, and we'll stay there. So if you want to find it, look there. For the moment, Elaine, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you. Nice meeting you both.
And by the way, she looks gorgeous.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Lauch Associates Group can help you with your employment law, HR, health and well-being and mediation needs. People are our business. It's what we do every day. Find us online at lochassociates.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
That was the lovely Elaine Evans there from Elaine Evans Beauty and Image.
It was very interesting that you are a cool, and I see you're making a little effort today with your blue.
But I've got a lot of blue shirts, you know.
Yeah, I know.
65,
how many?
Yeah. 65.
All in different sizes.
They are all in different sizes, yeah.
Because she alluded to that, didn't she, Elaine? She said about my wardrobe when I said, would she come? I think that was off air, actually. She alluded to the fact I might have quite a few sizes. But actually, I gave all my size 12s away quite a while ago. I had some beautiful designer, like Barbara Hulanicki, who was Bieber. She was a Bieber designer. I gave them all away, and I regret it now. You know, these wardrobe people say, throw out everything, and you know, I gave it to charity and stuff. But I regret it.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Well, she came up with a top tip there. She recommended I have some concealer. So basically, I've gone on Amazon, and I've ordered a 50-gallon drum of Rimmel Maryline concealer.
Maryline?
Yeah, yeah. Was it? What they called?
Maybelline.
That's him. Yeah.
I was going to say. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Well, I've ordered a 50-gallon drum of it.
But don't...
Well, I've come up with a cunning plan.
What
I'm going to smear it all over my tummy.
don't have dark circles on your tummy.
No, but it made my belly disappear, wouldn't it? It's concealer. Yeah. This time next year, Rodney, we'll be millionaires. Yeah. Need a diet. I need concealer.
Are you still on your IFF kitchen?
I am.
Breakfast?
I am.
Did he have breakfast today?
I did.
What was it?
I had minced spice beef with bulgur rice and yoghurt.
Sounds very Mediterranean, doesn't it?
It was tasty. It was very tasty.
And you do love a mince, don't you?
I do.
You mince into the studio quite frequently.
It was nice.
Yeah, but going back to Elaine, I noticed, you know, you sort of cut it short because we need another hour, really, because she just got onto bras.
Yeah, and I wasn't going there.
For women.
I wasn't talking lingerie.
But bras, having a properly fitted bra is absolutely essential.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that, you know, your dress looks and things. So she's spot on with that.
Yeah.
With your concealer, I think you're supposed to dab it under your eyes.
All right.
But I don't think you've got dark circles particularly. I've never looked at you and thought you've got dark circles.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to put it all over my belly, see if it can hide my belly.
I'm also a bit confused because if you wear concealer, then you would have to really blend it in or perhaps put some BB cream over the top because otherwise...
Some what?
BB cream over the top.
Baby cream?
BB.
What's BB cream?
Oh, it's like a little light foundation, maybe slightly tinted. Elaine will tell you. But I don't think you could just have concealer and no BB cream. Ask her.
Blimey.
When we get onto the telly.
Complicated, isn't it?
It is. And maybe a bit of blusher, of course, or highlighter even.
I'm just happy.
Because you could chisel your cheekbones then, couldn't you, with a bit of blusher and highlighter.
Can I get rid of my double chin?
Yeah, you can put a darker colour under your double chin. Elaine will tell you all this, and it does.
Blimey.
You know, it's like making it darker.
Blimey.
Therefore, less wobbly and white.
Do you know what? I just won't bother.
You'd have to get up half an hour earlier.
Yeah, I'd just be wobbly and old.
And you've got all your electrics to sort out. You haven't got time.
No, I know. No. Athelbrae have been back on, and they say, Vanilla Web, Jill Serkin, Business Bunker, can we have a shout-out to all the dads for Father's Day on Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
For dads, granddads, expectant dads, adopted dads, and all those who may want to be a dad and aren't yet. Deceased dads and any substitute dads who do the job without the title. Absolutely.
Is it this weekend?
It is this Sunday, Father's Day.
Our youngest, Shay Serkin, who works for Softcat, cannot come and see his dad, the new husband, because he's going to be quarantining because he's coming back from Valencia.
See, this is a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but we will be having a barbecue, I think, me and the new husband on our own. That will be Father's Day. He's not even my father. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my mum's coming for lunch on Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Yeah,
But are you going to grill her or?
No.
Lightly steam.
Yeah, no, because my boys are nowhere near me. Jamie's on holiday.
Is he?
Yeah.
In Francais?
Yeah. They go to a resort on the coast just south of Bordeaux.
So it's open now, is it? Because France the resort
has been open all the way through.
Wow.
There's no one there. It's a glamping resort kind of thing.
Lovely.
And they have this kind of hut that they use. But Bear, my grandson Bear's birthday on Thursday. He'll be three on Thursday. And they've gone there for the week and they're going to celebrate it. But there's a big water park and swimming pool and everything there.
But I think you can go to France now. As long as you have because my father-in-law's just been, because he had to MOT his car or something.
Well, the problem is you have to have been vaccinated, you have to do the tests and then you have to quarantine. And then the Foreign Office say you shouldn't go there on holiday you can only go if it's really essential that you go.
It's probably quite essential you see your grandchild.
Yeah, well, so what I said to Jamie is they ought to get him christened because you can go to a christening.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I said get him christened and then we can come to the christening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the other thing is you
but
can
then,
go...
But then Bear went, you're not throwing water on me.
Did he say it en français?
He said it en français. He translates for me. First of all, he says it in French. And
that's
then he
where Gardelot came from, of course. But you could go and say that you're doing home renovations for them in their chateau, couldn't you? And you could be the builder.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on that.
Yeah, you could.
There's a few things happening that I need to tell you about. There's this fantastic event that's taking place manana, tomorrow, the 16th of June. So this is the last shout-out for it. It's taking place tomorrow. Fantastic event. It's Digital Twins and the Circular Economy. And it's our first virtual business soundbite session by the University of Kent and the University of Kent Business School. And on Wednesday, the 16th of June, three leading academics at Kent Business School will take the floor to explore how innovations in business science are driving increased productivity. And this is their first virtual business soundbite session of 2021. And the academics are Dr. Catherine Robinson, and she will give an up-to-date overview and insights into the regional economic landscape, looking at productivity puzzle and the impacts of the business skills mismatch. And then you're going to hear from Professor Jesse O'Hanlon, who will explain digital twins, how analytics, simulation and modelling helps business to make better decisions, with three regional examples of the impact. And then you're going to hear from Dr. Virginia Spiegler, who will talk on how remanufacturing and the circular economy focuses on reusing resources and managing the product life cycle to minimise waste. The Business Soundbite session, Digital Twins and the Circular Economy, takes place on Wednesday the 16th of June at 12 noon by Zoom. To find out all about it and to click and to book your free space, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/digital-twins, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/digital-twins, you can find out all about that event at the University of Kent Business School tomorrow on
Fabulous.
Zoom.
And IFF Kitchen say hello. And for those pondering, shall I get fit and healthy? All meal prep is delivered to you, to your home or office. And they are on the Twitter, and they are at IFF Kitchen. They're based in Manson, you know.
I have to tell you this because it's funny, right? You know my credit card got hacked again. Well, I was speaking to the bank, and they were going through my transactions, and they said, your last transaction was iffy. And I went, yeah, I know, that's why I'm ringing you. And they went, no, it's iffy. And I went, what? And they went, that was who the transaction was, iffy. I went, do you mean IFF? And they went, that's it. And I went, no, that's legitimate, that's my dinner. And they went, oh, right.
Didn't you upsell it to them?
Yeah.
They went,
iffy.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's funny.
Very funny.
Don't you shred if you keep getting hacked? Do you shred?
Yeah, I have to cut my cards up every time.
Yeah, I know, but do you shred all your stuff? Why is it getting hacked? How is it getting hacked?
Well, somebody's. I mean, the problem is with...
Are they cloning it?
No, the problem with credit cards is so many people have your data, because everything you buy, they have your data, and it's whether they look after the data or not, you know, because somebody in an organisation somewhere that has my credit card details keeps taking my data and using it. They actually tried to set up a bank account in my name as well.
Really? Not good.
No. There's a special social media for artists and creatives taking place on the 9th of July. It's an online event. Experts and attendees share their knowledge and experience through short talks and group discussions. Social media platforms are great spaces to showcase and promote your creative work. During the event, creatives and professionals will share strategies, tips and experiences to help you with your social media communication. Listen to them. We'll provide you with ideas for your own practice. You will also be able to take part in group discussions where you can share ideas and tips, explain how you use social media yourself, ask for feedback, or just sit back and listen. The program features Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media, and Zoe will share with you the key concepts and steps to create your social media strategy and where to start when it comes to the world of social media. Artist Rod McIntosh will talk about his use of Instagram along with Dalton Barn. Rob will speak about his experiences using Instagram and building following organically. And then you hear from the lovely Alexander Campbell of the Middle Sized Garden YouTube channel, how to create a successful YouTube channel even if all that you possess is a mobile phone. And then you'll hear from Stella Chapman and Victoria Johnson from Salt Design, who will cover branding side of social media and mastering the four V's of social media. All of this is taking place on Friday, the 9th of July, 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. online. Find out all about it and book your ticket by going to www.kentcreative.org. That's www.kentcreative.org. And that's masterminded by the lovely Natalie Benag.
Ah, oh, she's so lovely. I haven't seen her for
Mademoiselle.
She's very creative.
Natalie Benag. Mm. Okay, what you got?
Well, there's a new producers and craft market launches at Maidstone Market this weekend, and it's the latest stage of council plans to revamp a leisure centre. The new market will be run at Lock Meadow and will start on Saturdays and supports the Love Your Local campaign, which aims to attract new audiences to shop at the market. So the lots of al fresco dining, of course, and go along and support it. So it's Maidstone Market. We also had a tweet earlier, didn't we, from a market, and I can't remember which one it was now. I think it was, I'll have a look, because it was a long time ago.
Zinat Narani says, I need cucumbers.
Oh, for under your eyes?
Apparently.
Yeah, I just dip them in hummus. I find that helpful.
And she also says she saves 60 quid by ripping her own jeans.
Yeah, I like that. Exactly. Mm. So Cranbrook Farmers Market, they've been tweeting us as well. Hello to you.
Did
lots
you
of
read
farmers
the M Farmers Market one?
No, that's what I was looking for. Thank you for reminding me.
I saw it earlier and I can't find it now.
I'll find it.
You find it. I'll read this email. Okay. Maidstone Council have sent me this. Maidstone Innovation Centre first in the world to use a revolutionary virtual receptionist technology. A first of its kind virtual receptionist developed in partnership with the Maidstone Innovation Centre is set to make its worldwide debut when the building opens in September, offering a unique, entirely touch-free experience. The software takes pandemic-proofing to the next level. As well as providing a hygiene-friendly alternative, it could help free up staff to spend more time with clients and customers than on routine tasks, able to perform front-of-house services with some extra special touches. Full details of the interactive virtual receptionist function and capabilities are strictly under wraps prior to the launch. But the innovative tech is an exciting addition to the Maidstone Innovation Centre, which is part-funded by the European Regional Development Fund. The state-of-the-art building provides flexible office space, facilities and building support for firms in the life sciences, healthcare and medical sectors, and is located on Junction 7 of the M20. That's by the Kim's Hospital. The software was developed by Maidstone software company Snapwire. That's Kenny Cox, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kenny's been on the show a few times.
Yeah.
Snapwire, private demonstrations under strict NDA conditions will be available from June for other businesses interested in taking the tech. If you're interested in previewing the technology, you can register their interest by going to www.helloindigo.ai. Helloindigo.ai. And to find out more about the Maidstone Innovation Centre, it's maidstoneinnovationcentre.co.uk.
And the M Farmers Market say, hello, it's a big week for us. It's a big week for us, Business Bunker, celebrating 21 years of running farmers markets in Kent, starting with Medway's first farmers market. Also, Chislehurst Farmers Market is celebrating too, and that's their 10th birthday at Chislehurst, and it's Sunday the 20th of June. When's that? Is that this week?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Father's Day?
It's Father's Day.
So you could take your father along. And they've been supporting lots of, obviously, small food producers there. And they also have quite a few craft stores as well. Do support them. And Chislehurst, have I mentioned them just now?
You did mention Chislehurst.
Okay. So Chislehurst is this coming Sunday, which is Father's Day, as I've said. And also, there are no parking signs and vans can go there and all that, blah-de-blah. We've also got Aylesford Farmers Market. There's rather a lot of popped up now. Next Farmers Market is also the 20th of June, so you could go to all of them with your father. And that's 9:30 to 1:30 and follow the signs to the Priory. And the second Sunday is Tunbridge Farmers Market. Do support your local food producers.
Awards celebrate hard work, success, and are great PR for your organisation. If you're in a winning business, enter the free Maidstone or Ashford Business Awards. 12 different categories in each region, and the Maidstone and Ashford are regions. So it's Mid Kent and South Kent are the two regions. You can find out all about it and enter for the awards by going to www.businessawardskent.co.uk. There will be an awards ceremony taking place at the Great Danes Hotel in November, and I am the master of ceremonies for that, and I'm really looking forward to it because we haven't done one for ages and ages and ages. So do get involved if you've got a business in the Kent, in the Maidstone area or the Ashford area, and you'd like to nominate yourself or somebody else for a business award, do so please. It's good fun. The Leeds Castle concert to celebrate 75 years of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Get ready to dress to impress, wave your Union Jack and raise a toast to the 75th year of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra as they play their first live open air concert since the pandemic at this summer's Leeds Castle concert on the 10th of July. The anniversary marks a double celebration for this incredibly popular event, which has been postponed in 2020 due to government guidance. The audience will be treated to a rousing musical programme throughout the afternoon until the sun sets over the historic castle. A Spitfire roars past overhead, candelabras are lit across the concert site, corks pop and dancing continues along with a host of world-class performers until the fantastic firework finale. As the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra celebrates its 75th anniversary, its mission to enrich lives through orchestral experience that are uncompromising in their excellence and inclusive in their appeal places the RPO at the forefront of music making in the UK and internationally. It will be once again fronted by world-renowned conductor and artistic director Dr. John Rigby. It couldn't be simpler to book your tickets for the concert. Just visit leedscastleconcert.co.uk for more information. Picnic tickets are priced at £53 a person. Purchase 10 or more tickets and receive a 10% discount. And Brasher's leading Kent law firm are returning as the headline sponsors for the fifth year.
Fabulous.
So leedscastleconcert.co.uk for your tickets.
And Chatham Dockyard to mark National Beer Day. Did you know that, Terry? It was National Beer Day. Raise a toast to the Whitbreadshire horses who delivered Britain's national alcoholic drink to the ships at Chatham Dockyard.
To the what?
Ships.
Oh, the ships.
At Chatham Dockyard.
I thought the beer was off.
Each dray, isn't that a squirrel sort of term?
Don't start on squirrels again.
Was manned by two Shire horses and could carry up to 5 tonnes of barrelled beer, which was gratefully received by crews. So that's Chatham Dockyard. Well done. Also a hello to Kevin Edmonds, who's been tweeting and retweeting us today. He's hardworking and always striving to please, working for Real Print and Media. You can find him on realprintandmedia.com.
Fantastic. Here's a quick update on the Southeast Construction Expo. The expo will be live at the South of England Event Centre on the 21st of October. That's at Ardingly, I do believe. But because we have the technology, we're also going to be live streaming the event. So it's a hybrid. What this means is if you're exhibiting, you will, in addition to your physical stand, get an online presence in a virtual booth. Totally free, so loads more construction businesses can see your products and services. If you're a visitor, you will have a fantastic networking opportunity. Opportunities both live at the expo and by visiting our virtual networking room. This is where you can connect to both virtual and live attendees. The speaker sessions will be streamed live. If you're attending or virtually attending and miss any of the speakers, live recordings will be available. The Southeast Construction Expo is where you will find out about major projects and investment opportunities, hear from industry-focused speakers sharing high-value content, free meet the buyer with top UK construction companies, live demos of great new innovative products, how to profit from the many new ways of modern construction. You'll meet thousands of construction businesses for some great networking. If you want to find out more, you can visit the website, which is constructionexpouk.co.uk, constructionexpouk.co.uk, or you can drop them an email at info@constructionexpouk.co.uk. That's 21st of October at the South of England Event Centre at Ardingly.
Did Did you mention Tarvos Wealth? I think you did, didn't you?
Did earlier? I mention who?
Tarvos Wealth.
I did, Tarvos W. Okay.
Brilliant, that's great, because I haven't seen them before. You can find them on tarvoswealth.co.uk. That's T-A-R-V-O-S, independent financial advice firm.
Fantastic. The University of Kent, Kent Business School, is one of the partners in an £18 million five-year project driving growth and innovation in agriculture, horticulture and food and drink sectors in Kent and Medway throughout the Growing Kent and Medway programme. You can find out about this event by going to their website, which is growingkentandmedway.com. Also, there's support for SME leaders. Help to Grow Management is a government-backed training program for SME leaders who want to drive innovation and growth in their business. As a Chartered Association of Business School accredited business school, Kent Business School will be delivering this training. You can find out all about it and find out how you, as a small business owner, can become a small business leader by going to kent.ac.uk/news Kent Business School Help Regional Businesses. That's kent.ac.uk/news Kent Business School to Help Regional Businesses. I think that's about it, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's time for ginger biscuits now, really.
Custard cream and a ginger biscuit, yeah, to wrap up the Business Bunker show for another week. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to say a huge thank you to our guest, Mr. Terry Thorpe, the chair of the Tenterton District Chamber of Commerce. Do check out their website, tentertonchamber.org. Do check out the Tenterton card, and do come and visit Tenterton and some of the wonderful businesses and leisure facilities that the town offers. Thank you to Terry for being on the show. Pleasure to see you, Terry.
And if we've missed anyone on Twitter, we just use the BBunker hashtag and we will
follow up.
Mention you next week.
Absolutely. We also heard from Elaine Evans, a beauty and image consultant, who told me that I've got black lines under my eyes and I need to conceal them. But we also talked a lot about me being cool. And Jules tried to talk about bras, but we weren't going to talk about that. But it was a fascinating insight into how to dress for success and how to present oneself professionally for both men and for women. So yes, do check that out. If you didn't hear it earlier, it will be on the replay. And just to emphasise once again that we are relaunching the Business Bunker Extra Show that will be on every Thursday, 1 to 1.30. So it's only short. It's only half an hour show. It will be available to listen live and as a listen again as a podcast.
Perfect while you have your lunch.
Exactly. And this week we're talking to Robert Richardson, who's the Chief Executive of the Institute of Hospitality, and Mark Lowry, who's Managing Director of 26 Recruitment. And we're talking about careers in the hospitality industry. So that's 1.30 on Thursday. We'll be back with another Business Bunker show next week. But in the meantime, have a fantastic week, everybody. We'll see you all soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews. This is Channel 2.